Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the speaker for today's special morning Bhagavatam class. We have with us His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Maharaj. I'll speak a few words about him. Maharaj came to Krishna consciousness in the year 1981, and since then, under the orders of His Holiness Bhakti Tirth Swami Maharaj, he has been preaching in various countries in Africa, and he also travels regularly to Mauritius, Brazil, and the USA. In India, every year he spends almost 3 months teaching in the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education. So he's a very well-known teacher there. In the year 2005, he accepted the Sannyas order, and since then he has been spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. And I still remember in 2005 he spent some months in Radha Gopinath temple also. So we are very grateful, Maharaj, for coming back here again and giving us your association. We would like to welcome Maharaj to our temple by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Givardhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Givardhari. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chani. Yamuna Tira Vana Chani. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. J Yamuna Tira Vanakaini. Yamuna Tira Vanakaini. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Sura Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurude, 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 Jaya Gurude. Nitai Guru Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Guru Hari Bo, Nitai Guru, Nitai Guru, Nitai Guru Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pai Vajagacharya Hastu Terasata Sishamadhi Divine Grace ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagad Guru Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Sula Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pai Vajagacharya Hastu Terasata Sishamadhi Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki. Nama Acharya Srila Haridasa Kura Ki. Premto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Prasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shyama Kura Radha Kunda Giri Gura Vadan Ki. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Mathura Dham Ki. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki. Jamuna Mai Ki. Ganges Mai Ki. Tulasi Devi Ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Itai Guru Premanandi. Glorious Assembly Devotees. Glorious Assembly Devotees. Glorious Assembly Devotees. Glorious Sishi Guru Sri Gauranga. Among Vishnu Hare Krishna, preserved the Lessons of the Sajjana, the Mr. Krishna, Parakara, Parashi, Sajjashi, Gaura, Parakara, Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narutaman Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Praisa Badresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttamasluki Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodisam Sakritam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinamandu Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorengi Shraddhi Vrindavanishwari Prisavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sandhivyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanavyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavritta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11. Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwaraka, Text 35. Saesa naralokeshmin Avatirna samayaya Remesri ratno kutashtu Bhagavan prakritu jata Saesa naralokeshmin Avatirna sanayaya Vime Sri Ratna Kuttashtu Bhagavan Prakritu Data Saiva Nara Lokesmin Avatirna Swamayaya Vime Sri Ratna Kutashtu Bhagavan Prakritu Jata Matadis. Saha, He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Esa, all this, Naraloke, on this planet of human beings, Ashmin, on this, Avatirna, having appeared swa personal, internal, mayaya, costless mercy, reme, enjoyed, Sri Ratna, a woman who is competent to become a wife of the Lord. Kutashta among Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prakrita mundane, Jata as if it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is confound as Chara Jagar Guru Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srilapaupari Ki. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, out of His costless mercy, appeared on this planet by His internal potency and enjoyed Himself amongst competent women, as if He were engaging in mundane affairs. Purport. The Lord married and lived like a householder. This is certainly like a mundane affair. But when we learn that He married 16,108 wives and lived with them separately in each and every palace, certainly it is not mundane. Therefore, the Lord, living as a householder amongst His competent wives, is never mundane. And His behavior with them is never to be understood as mundane sex relation. The women who became the wives of the Lord are certainly not ordinary women, because to get the Lord as one's husband is a result of many, many millions of births, tapasya, austerity. When the Lord appears on different locus or planets or on this planet of human beings, He displays His transcendental pastimes just to attract the conditioned souls to become His eternal servitors, friends, parents, and lovers, respectively, in the transcendental world, where the Lord eternally reciprocates such exchanges of service. Service is pervertedly represented in the material world and broken untimely, resulting in sad experience. The illusioned living being, conditioned by material nature, cannot understand out of ignorance that all our relations here in the mundane world are temporary and full of inevitables. Such relations cannot help us be happy perpetually. But if the same relation is established with the Lord, then we are transferred to the transcendental world after leaving this material body and become eternally related with Him in the relation we desire. The women amongst whom He lived as their husband are not, therefore, women of this mundane world, but are eternally related with Him as transcendental wives, a position which they attained by perfection of devotional service. That is their competency. The Lord is Param Brahma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Conditioned souls seek after perpetual happiness in all places, not only on this earth, but also on other planets throughout the universe, because constitutionally, a spiritual spark, as he is, can travel to any part of God's creation. But being conditioned by the material modes, he tries to travel in space by his spacecraft, and so fails to reach his destination. The law of gravitation is binding upon him like the shackles of a prisoner. By other processes, he can reach anywhere, but even if he reaches the highest planet, he cannot attain that perpetual happiness for which he is searching life after life. When he comes to his senses, however, he seeks after Brahman happiness, knowing it for certain that unlimited happiness which he is seeking is never attainable in the material world. As such, the Supreme Being, Param Brahman, certainly does not seek his happiness anywhere in the material world, nor can his paraphernalia or happiness be found in the material world. He is not impersonal, because he is the leader and supreme being amongst innumerable living beings. He cannot be impersonal. He is exactly like us, and he has all the propensities of an individual living being in fullness. He marries exactly like us. But his marriage is neither mundane nor limited by our experience in the conditioned state. His wives, therefore, appear like mundane women, but factually, they are all transcendental, liberated souls, perfect manifestations of internal energy. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 35 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, out of His causeless mercy, appeared on this planet by His internal potency and enjoyed Himself amongst competent women as if He were engaging in mundane affairs. This is one of the features of Krishna that show His completeness as the Supreme Personality of God. And Krishna played the part of everything, because He is everything. As a householder, Prabhupada said here, the Lord married and lived like a householder. How did Krishna married? And how did he live as a householder? And Prabhupada said here that this is certainly like a mundane affair, but when we learn that he married 16,108 wives and lived with them separately in each and every palace, certainly it is not mundane. Here in the material world, we have seen people who have married. My father has four wives. He married them separately. He did weddings separately. Krishna married 16,108 wives. He performed wedding for one day. What does that mean? Krishna is performing 16,108 weddings in one day means what? He had multiplied himself into 16,108 Krishna. That means you have many Krishnas? Or is he have one Krishna? One Krishna. 16,108 Krishna. Is that still one or two or 16? How many thousand? Do you still have one Supreme God? I'm asking. What do you think? That is the completeness of Krishna, that he multiplied himself at the same time, he remained the same. He's not many, at the same time he's many. That is the inconceivable nature of Lord Krishna. Not only that, Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 wives. He expanded all his family members, his father, his mother, his relatives. All of them were also expanded. 16,108, Vasudev, Devaki, Rohini, so that all of them will participate in the wedding. Is it not mysterious? Is it not mysterious? This is Krishna. So Prabhupada said, this is not mundane. Because nobody can do like this. If Krishna's activity is not mundane, and he has exhibited his supernatural supreme position as the supreme personality of Godhead, why should someone ask him why? If the person is not a fool. Only someone who is a fool would ask Krishna why. Hello, Krishna came to this material world, Prabhupada mentioned, he came to this material world with all his entourage. He didn't come alone. He came with his associates. For what? A journalist asked Prabhupada in the U.S. Swamiji, what are you trying to teach me with this festival? What are you trying to teach us? That was Jagannath Rath Yatra. Prabhupada said, in this festival, I want to teach you how God is enjoying his life. The journalist told him, but he didn't hear his question. So he repeated. So Miji, I was asking, what are you trying to teach us with this festival? The Prabhupada said, I want to teach you how God is enjoying, so that you will understand how you are suffering in the material world. You are suffering here. We are suffering here. There's no enjoyment here. So, Lord Krishna came here to come and teach us. Do you want to enjoy? You want to enjoy? Join me. This is what Krishna is doing. So Krishna's activity is not mundane. His being a householder is not a mundane activity. All the queens Krishna married are gopis from Vrindavan. And Krishna left. That is another mystery. And Krishna left. Krishna left where? Krishna left where? What did he leave? Leave where? But this is our word. This is our language. So Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, for Dwarka. And his confidential friends and relatives were feeling pains of separation. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan for a moment. At the same time, Krishna left for Dwarka. Therefore, the gopis were feeling pains of separation because they were feeling intense separation from Krishna. Yogmaya expanded all of them as queens and sent them to Dwarka. So all the queens Krishna married are his gopis from Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, they are girlfriends. In Dwarka, they are married wives. Girlfriends is sweeter than married wives. Yes. Because as girlfriends, there are certain things we hide from each other because we are not staying together all the time. So we can hide certain things. So the relationship will remain very sweet. When you get married, it will last for only 1 year. After 1 year, you become too familiar. All the nonsense about each other will be known. Therefore, there is no more palatable. All the expectations get dried after 1 year. There's nothing left than anxiety. The pain of feeling, when will this end, will continue. Therefore, Krishna did not get his queens wedded. So they remain girlfriends, trying to, a married wife, somebody who is married, looking for another girlfriend. The relationship is very, very sweet. A married woman looking for a boyfriend, the relationship is very, extremely sweet. Therefore, Krishna specifically did not wedded the gopis. He did for Dwarka. But that is not mundane, because it's still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not mundane. Papa says, certainly it is not mundane. Therefore, the Lord, living as a householder amongst his competent wives. They are competent wives. The proper use the word competent wives. Why competent? They are competent because if Krishna expands himself, Lakshmi Devi will expand exactly with exact sentiment, will be able to give complete satisfaction to that expansion of Krishna. We don't find that in the material world. So Prabhupada said, competent wise. Competent. Any form Krishna takes, Lakshmi Devi will also take the same form that exactly fit into the sentiment of that particular form Krishna has taken. So it's competent. There's no deficiency that any of Krishna's wives would not know how to satisfy him in the dealings. Competent wives. They are never mundane. And his behavior with them is never to be understood as mundane sex relation. The women who became the wives of the Lord are certainly not ordinary women, because to get the Lord as one's husband is the result of many, many millions of tapasya, austerity. All the queens of Krishna, they perform a service to get Lord Krishna as their husband. Rukmini Devi, she performed austerity, severe austerity. And she said, if my austerity is not sufficient to get Lord Krishna to, as my husband this lifetime, I am ready to continue to extend my austerity to next life until I will get Krishna as my husband. Although they are Krishna's eternal associates, Krishna's eternal expansions, they are consorts of Krishna. Still, to show us the path to perfection, they did everything just to show us example how to get Lord Krishna. We cannot become Krishna conscious without tapasya. Without tapasya, cannot get Krishna. To get Lord Krishna, we need some sacrifice. Why there is a need for sacrifice? Because we have turned our face away from Krishna, which is a very severe crime we have committed. To turn our face away from Krishna is a serious crime. For that offense, we have to perform austerity to get purified, to get rectified, to get the required qualification to be reinstated in our original constitutional position as a Krishna's eternal servant. We are denying Krishna. That's the relationship. So there is a need for austerity. So even the queens of Krishna perform heavy austerity to get Lord Krishna. What about the gopis themselves? We want Krishna to be our husband. Then they worship Katayani for 1 month. They did severe austerity to get Lord Krishna. So it is not mundane. To get Lord Krishna is not easy. That is a simple thing, not cheap. Krishna consciousness is not a cheap thing. It is the greatest thing. Therefore, it requires a lot of effort to get the mercy of Krishna. So, do Krishna behave like a householder? Yes, as a householder. What kind of a householder? Krishna is. What kind of a householder? Krishna is. And Krishna wakes up every day in Dwarka. Every day without, or today I'm too tired. I came from late program yesterday. I came very late from program and I ate by 12 o'clock because I'm fasting tomorrow in the Karasi. So I'm waking late today. Krishna never had that experience. Krishna will wake up exactly 3 o'clock. Exactly 3 o'clock, Krishna will get up at the displeasure of his queens. Where are you going? It's time, it's 3 o'clock. We just lie down. Yes, for you, just lie down. But look at the time. It's 3 o'clock. I have to get up. That is not activity of a householder in the material world. That is not the activity of a householder. A householder who has a very beautiful wife, who is very, very loving, will not get up by 3 o'clock. What is there to get up 3 o'clock for? What is there? There is nothing to get up by 3 o'clock. But Krishna, who has the most beautiful women in the universe, will get up exactly 3 o'clock. To do what? To do household duties. And Krishna, he performed household activities. The best husband, because he's a supreme person, is a complete personality of Godhead. Therefore, his activities are perfect and complete. That is Krishna's position. So we cannot compare our activities to Krishna, nor can we compare Krishna's activities to our own. But Krishna came to show us how to get him by letting us know what we are doing is not a complete one, not a perfect one. If you want a perfect and complete one, we should join his company. So Krishna came to invite us to join his company. When the Lord appears on different locals or planets, or on this planet of human beings, he displays his transcendental person just to attract the conditioned souls to become his eternal servitors, friends, parents, and lovers, respectively, in the transcendental world, where the Lord eternally reciprocates such exchanges of service. Service is pervadedly represented in the material world and broken on time, resulting in sad experience. Why a relationship is not sweet and always got broken? Because we are selfish people. Selfish people. Two empty people coming together. I am empty. You are empty. We are coming together. I want to use you to fill my gap. And you want to use me to fill your gap. What will fill your gap? I don't have it. What will fill my gap? You don't have it. I don't have it. What will happen at the end of that relationship? Be broken. And I will hate you and you hate me. So in the material world, you say, I love you so much, without you I cannot exist. That is for today. Tomorrow, I hate you to the core of my heart. The gopis never said that to Krishna. And Krishna never said that to the gopis, to his queens. Because the relationship is always very, very sweet. Why the relationship is so sweet? Because they came together to serve each other. They came together to serve each other. And both of them ask what they want to give to each other. When there is love, there is nothing like taking. It is about giving. That is love. In the material world, it's about what? It's a society of take. I want to take. I don't want to give you. I want to take. I don't have, so I want to take from you to cover what I don't have. And we are all empty people trying to take from each other. It takes society. It's full of anxiety and frustrations and lamentations. The relationship ends with disaster. As we see, that is what you see everywhere in the world. So we should learn from Lord Krishna. So Krishna came to teach us how to be a perfect lover. No single desire to take, but to give. That is Krishna consciousness. The illusion living being, conditioned by material nature, cannot understand out of ignorance that all our relations here in the mundane world are temporary and full of inebrieties. Such relations cannot help us be happy perpetually. But if the same relation is established with the Lord, then we are transferred to the transcendental world. After leaving this material body and become eternally related with Him in relation, we desire. The relation we desire to have with Krishna will be attained. Because Krishna fulfills all desires. And because Krishna has so many devotees, therefore he has so many expansions. Why Krishna having so many expansions? He's having so many expansions to fulfill the desires of many of his devotees. Every devotee has different desire to attain. So Krishna is always there. Whatever desire we have, Krishna is there. He gave that expansion to satisfy his devotees. So he's not limited. He's unlimited because he has unlimited devotees. The women amongst whom he lived as their husband are not, therefore, women of this mundane world, but are eternally related with him as transcendental wives, a position which they attained by perfection of devotional service. That is their competency, devotional service, for service. The Lord is Param Brahma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Conditioned souls seek after perpetual happiness in all places, not only in this earth, but also on other planets, throughout the universe. Because constitutionally, a spiritual spark as he is, can travel to any part of God's creation. But being conditioned by the material mode, he tries to travel in space by spacecraft and so fails to reach his destination. A law of gravitation is binding upon him like the shackles of a prisoner. By other processes, he can reach anywhere. But even if he reaches the highest planet, he cannot attain that perpetual happiness for which he is searching life after life. When he comes to his senses, however, he seeks after Brahman happiness, knowing it for certain that unlimited happiness which he is seeking is never attainable in the material world. As such, the Supreme Being, Brahman, certainly does not seek his happiness anywhere in the material world, nor can his paraphernalia of happiness be found in this material world. He is not impersonal, because he is a leader and supreme being amongst innumerable living beings. He cannot be impersonal. He is exactly like us, and he has all the propensities of an individual living being in fullness. He marries exactly like us, but his marriage is never mundane or limited by experience in the conditional state. His wives, therefore, appear like mundane women, but factually, they are all transcendental liberated souls, perfect manifestations of internal energy. Hare Krishna. A comment or question? Any comments, questions? Anybody?
Maharaj, thank you for coming here and giving your association to us. I wanted to ask you this question. You had spoken about this point, Prabhupada that mentioned this point, and you said why we have broken relationships, and you mentioned that it's because two empty souls, they come together and they have their selfish interests, and in the beginning it is like I love you, and then towards the end it becomes I hate you to the core of my heart. Now all of us are sadhakas and between. So we also go through some relationship problems, but actually we are struggling to serve Krishna. So Maharaj, can you give us some advice that as sadhakas, how can we deal with situations that we also go through this relationship problems, and what we are supposed to do, and how we can, you know, see the silver lining in everything. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, question. Thank you. Every relationship is maintained by service. If you remove service from any relationship, it doesn't exist any law. Either he is husband or wife or friends, parents, children, teachers, students, boys and servants in office. Any relationship is maintained by service. If you remove that service, it is broken. So as devotees, either married or not married, we have to relate with each other. And we are always talking about back to Godhead, back to Godhead. What are we going to do with Godhead? What are we going to do there? When we get there, what are we going to do there? According to the Bible, because we have suffered so much in the material world, going to Godhead to go and rest, to go and sleep. I'm so tired in the material world, now I have to come and take rest here. But actually, we are not going there to go and sleep. We are going there to go and have an intimate relationship with Krishna. A relationship we are going to have with Krishna. We are going there for. And we have to perfect that relationship here. Not there. Here. Where? Here among ourselves. So many times devotees are asking, how do I know I am making advancement in Krishna consciousness? There are many ways to know we are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. And as devotees, we can measure our Krishna consciousness. Yes, Krishna is unlimited. But practicing Krishna consciousness can be measured to know where we are. It should be measured. What are the ways to measure that? What is the quality of my relationship with every single person around me? How do I deal with my neighbors? Is it cordial? Is it a sweet relationship? We want to go to Godhead, but we should know what we are going to do there. It's a relationship. Have you ever seen Krishna alone? Krishna is alone. What is associates? What is cows? The cows? Girlfriends? Boyfriends? That what exists there. And we are going there to relate with him. So we have to perfect that relationship here by how we relate with each other. We look at Hare Krishna devotees, we are too mechanical, very, very mechanical. If I don't have anything to get from you, I don't greet you. I can just walk past a devotee without saying Hare Krishna. Very offensive. I want to go to Godhead. With such a spiritual mentality. Devotee will walk past another devotee and don't say Hare Krishna to the person. Is that Krishna consciousness? That's advancement? That is too mechanical. It means you have not started. We have not started. So we should measure where we are in our Krishna consciousness, beginning from how am I relating with the next person to me? The next person, either is sitting with me, the person is walking with me in the street, or we sleep in the same room. Few years ago in Vrindavan, one of my godbrothers, he was living there in Vrindavan, and got married with Brahmachari at that time. And he was sick for a whole week. He was staying in the same room with the 20 devotees. For a whole week, nobody asked him how he was doing. He was lying down there from morning till night. Nobody asked him how he was doing. That was a good signal. It's a big message for him. When he got cured, he got married. If I'm married, my wife will at least see that I'm sick. That's the security he went for. It's devotee. Yes, we can chant 64 rounds every day. Fast nirjal, all the kadasis. Yes, you can recite the whole sloka in the Bhagavatam. Very good. You can have billion disciples. Perfect. What about relationship? The perfection of what we do shows in our life. So, to be measured, how are we dealing with each other as devotees? How are we dealing with each other? Do I see you as a spirit soul trying to go to the same place I'm trying to go? And I should support you. That is the reason why we came together, to support each other. Am I supporting you in a Christian consciousness, or I am just about my own salvation? That matters a lot. It matters. It's one of the ways we can measure, can see where we are in our Christian consciousness. Look at the queens of Krishna. Such an intimate, loving relationship they have with each other. They serve Krishna. The purpose of their coming is to serve Krishna. When they are doing the austerities, when they are doing the austerities, one of the prayers they always make is, I want, if I'm fortunate to be accepted by Krishna as his menial servant. That is one of the prayers. I should be accepted by Krishna as his servant. They don't say as his wife. Sometimes they say as his wife. But majority said as his servant. Why a servant? To go and serve him. And we heard from the Bhagavatam, although Krishna's queens, they have so many male servants, but they will personally serve Lord Krishna, not sending the servant. Personally, they serve Lord Krishna, personally. Not the servant. The servant are there. Yes, the servant are there. But what is the duty of a wife? They serve the husband. If he's a devotee. If he's a devotee. Did he answer your question? All right?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Something else? Comment?
Maharaj, you told that we have to, serve the person with whom we are trying to be in relationship, if he is a devotee. So suppose in case he is not a devotee, it is not only for husband-wife, in any relationship, like in friends we have, in colleges we have friends. So then how should our behavior be? Like service in the sense, how?
You're a devotee and you are having friends. So you are in school, like you said. In college. So you serve them. You give them prasadam. You tell them something about Krishna. That's your service for them. Give them prasadam. Encourage them to come to Krishna. My temple is very beautiful. You never see anywhere as beautiful as Sisirada Gopinath temple. Just have a visit. It's a service. And they come here, they get big smiles from many devotees. You should not get them in outside. But you get here. Big smile. It's a service. Yes. Hare Krishna. Don't look at people, I'm not here for you. Neophyte nature. That's neophyte. We are here for each other. And until we understand that, and we are functioning like that, then we are on the way to God. What is the idea of a devotee care? That Gopinath Prabhu is teaching devotee care. What is that? Service. Service to train us how to serve each other. so we can together go to the spiritual world. You cannot go to the spiritual world alone. You have to come with somebody. If you want to go there, somebody met us devotees. We have to meet God as devotees to go there. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.